95.9 The Fox, Fairfield County Rocks. I'm Alan, and coming up on Saturday night, August 24th, it's Bellator 225, a night of MMA coming to the Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport. And with me in the studio, we've got one of the guys that we'll be seeing in competition that night, Notorious Nick Newell. Nick, how's it going this morning?
Good. Glad to be on the show.
Thank you for coming in. Now, you were born and raised in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, I'm Milford, born and raised. I'm a graduate of Jonathan Law High School, and I was born in Milford Hospital, and I'm Milford through and through.
All right, you are Connecticut through and through. So how did you get your start in MMA? How do you go from being in Milford to being at Webster Bank Arena coming up in 2 weeks?
So honest truth is what I like to tell people now. It's been a long time, but in 2000, I was watching pro wrestling with my friends. And we were going into high school, and he said, oh, I'm going to join the wrestling team. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of cool, because we just wrestled around for fun. And I ended up joining the wrestling team and finding out it was nothing like I thought it would be. Even though my father had exposed me to wrestling when I was younger, I was more into baseball and soccer and stuff like that. But I started wrestling, and I fell in love with it when I was in high school. And even though I wasn't the best to start, I think I lost my first 17 matches. I was obsessed with getting better. I feel like if you start something and you're bad at it and you just quit, you'll be bad at it forever. You know?
Sure.
So I was like, I can't accept this. And I ended up having a winning season every year after that. I went all state. I captained my college team. I had a very successful college career. I won matches in six different weight classes, and after that, I needed something new. MMA.
Nice. That's incredible. So you watched wrestling. You must have been a WWE fan in the 90s, like right Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, right at the height of it.
Yes. I'd say that my favorite wrestler when I was younger was Bret the Hitman Hart.
Sure.
And he
best
gave
there
me,
is, best there was.
Best there ever will be. He gave me his glasses one time at a show, so I still have those.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was wrestling Triple H back when he was still Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Sure.
Yeah. And he gave me his glasses, so I loved him. And I loved, like, Yokozuna and all those guys. I thought that was the best time. That was my favorite.
So that was an early 90s in the transition before it became the Attitude Era.
Yeah, a little bit before the Attitude Era was my favorite time.
Got it. Oh, that's awesome. So obviously you were a fan of wrestling. That leads you into MMA. And if I'm not mistaken, where did you go to college?
Western New England. It was Western New England College when I went there, but it's Western New England University now.
And you actually had a roommate who is a current WWE superstar.
Yeah. I roomed with Curt Hawkins, and I actually got reintroduced to mixed martial arts through that. When I was in high school, I had a friend, Pete Bensavenga, that exposed me to mixed martial arts. We would watch like Ken Shamrock fight, and I didn't really know much about it, but I fell in love with. I was like, I really got to learn this. When the Ultimate Fighter started playing, and I was watching it because Kurt, who's written, his name's Brian, was watching Raw before that, so.
And was it just a coincidence you guys were roommates? You didn't know each other beforehand.
No, I was friends with all the guys on the wrestling team. So
okay.
I was a wrestler. He only wrestled 1 year in college because he wanted to be a pro wrestler. So
okay.
Obviously he made the right choice to kind of step away from that and not be distracted. But I know all those guys. So like him and Zack Ryder and all those, they used to wrestle together, and we'd go down to Long Island and see their shows.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Were you ever interested in maybe doing WWE? Was it always MMA as you got, you know, really started pursuing it as a career?
I've always been a fan of watching it. It's actually really, really hard on your body.
I believe it. I can't do it.
You know, and I was too invested in collegiate style wrestling and then mixed martial arts to go into that world. But I have another friend that I train with that's trained with me for almost 10 years. He was Antonio Thomas in the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tag team called the Heartthrobs. He's Thomas Santel now. And he shows me a couple moves every once in a while, like, and we have fun just playing around. And he said the invite's always open if I want to come make a run in or something like that. But I'm a little preoccupied right now.
That's all right. Yeah, you're coming up on your match, your first Bellator match, Bellator 225, Saturday, August 24th in Bridgeport at Webster Bank Arena. We're chatting with Notorious Nick Newell, who is from Milford. And are you still based in Milford?
So I own a gym, actually.
Okay.
It's called Fighting Arts Academy, CT, and it's in West Haven right now. But starting September, the first week in September, we'll be in the new location in Milford, which is 6,000 square feet and has a full cage and everything and fitness classes. So whether you want to be a fighter or you want to just come in and hit the bag and sweat and work out, I have something for everyone. And everything you're learning, you can use if need be. Hopefully you never have to use it, but if you need to, it certainly helps.
Congratulations. That's awesome. How long has your academy been in existence in West Haven?
So 3.5 years. April 2016 was when we opened up our doors.
Wow, that's pretty fast to move to a bigger location. That's good.
Yeah, I'm actually,
it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, we're doing really well. I've actually coached a few of my students that have won at Bellator and fought for Bellator, and we've had guys on the UFC contender and guys I built from the ground up winning titles, and it's really cool. And aside from that, all my students, no matter how old they are, whether they're 7 years old or 57 years old, everyone has fun and everyone helps each other, and there's just a good energy.
Now, this will be your first Bellator fight. You've amassed a 15-2 record over your professional career. But obviously, you're sort of in a unique situation as a professional fighter. You were born with, I just want to make sure I say it right, a congenital amputation of your left arm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too sensitive. I'm not too sensitive of a guy if you get the term wrong. I actually didn't even know what it was called till I was in my 20s.
Really?
And people are like, oh, you're born with one arm. And I'm like, well, more like one hand, but I'm missing part of my arm. But it doesn't really matter. If you say one arm, I don't care. You know? And people are like, why were you born that way? And it's like, the truth is, I don't know. I just accept things for the way they are and kind of roll with it and make the best of what I have. And I think that the past is the past, and I am the way I am, and I have to do the best I can with what I have, and it turns out that the best is pretty damn good.
Yeah, and considering, I mean, 15-2 in an arena that requires, you know, all of your faculties, and you're still able to do it. And wrestling, you had 300 victories between high school and college. Now you're a professional fighter. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. It shows anybody can do anything, really.
Yeah, I mean, It's kind of crazy that how hard work and consistency pays off. My best weapon is my consistency. You know, some people will be like, oh, I don't have a competition coming up, I'm going to take some time off. But I'm obsessed with progress. So I'm always in there. I'm always studying. I'm always getting better. And there's no time off. There's no time away. So for me, you know, that's been one of my biggest tools is my ability to just keep showing up.
And your last professional fight was just a couple of months ago. And then in between that, did I see you actually did a Nutmeg State Games? You actually went back to wrestling in between?
Oh, yeah. So
so you're always fighting. You're always working.
Yeah. Yeah. That was I didn't even plan on doing that. But I was coaching, so we have wrestling at my academy, and one of my students has cerebral palsy, and his goal is to win a wrestling match. His name's Lou Gomes, and he's a very inspirational young guy, and he works very hard. And he was doing the tournament, and I was like, you know what, if Lou's going to do the tournament, I'm going to do the tournament too. So I just decided that day that I was going to jump in, and I went in, and there were a bunch of former state champions and college wrestlers in my weight class, and I was able to beat them all.
Now, obviously, you know, there's different skills for MMA versus wrestling, but the moment you said, hey, I'm going to sign up, and did was there a groan through the crowd where they were like, oh, man, we got to go up against Nick?
They knew
that their odds immediately dropped.
Yeah, no, I think these guys actually thought their chances were pretty good against me because I'm more focused on MMA.
Sure.
And their lives are just wrestling, so they're more center focused. But I've been doing this a long time, and one of the guys that runs the tournament, he was like, "Oh, Nick's still at it," you know, because I graduated high school. I wrestled with his son, and I graduated high school in 2004. So, you know, that's 15 years after I graduate, I'm doing a wrestling tournament still, and he's still around, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I can't let it go.
We're chatting with Nick Newell. He's going to be fighting on Bellator 225 Saturday night, August 24th. Tickets available. It's going to be in Bridgeport at Webster Bank Arena. You're making your Bellator debut. This is a lightweight fight, right?
Yeah, 155 pounds. It's been my weight class my whole career. I'm not afraid to go up in weight, but I don't really feel like going down in weight.
You like to eat.
Yeah. Well, I don't do, I mean, I eat really clean all the time to make sure my weight is really low. So I can make the 155 pound weight class pretty easy.
Now you've wrestled, you've wrestled obviously, but you've had MMA fights in Connecticut before, but this is really going to be your first hometown fight.
Yeah. You know, I fought at Foxwoods.
Mm-hmm.
Twice. I fought in Hartford on my last fight for CES, but I've been saying the whole time that I want to fight in Bridgeport. I want to fight in Webster Bank Arena. That's where I want to fight. That's my hometown. If you gave me a choice between Madison Square Garden and Webster Bank Arena, I would pick Webster Bank Arena because I want to do something for the people that have been there for me since day one. The people of Connecticut have always supported me and had my back, and I want to put on a show for them. I want to perform in front of them. So this is a dream come true, but only if I get the job done. So I've been really, really, really training so hard, and I'm going to go out there and give everything I have and make a statement and move that record up to 16-2.
What's the next 2 weeks sort of going to be like as you prepare for it? Because now we're getting into crunch time.
Yeah, definitely 100% crunch time. But, you know, this is showbiz. I definitely still go hard. People pump the brakes usually 2 weeks out.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's like I keep my foot on the gas pedal. And then the week of, I switch things up. So the week of the fight, I rest, I recover, but you want to be in good shape when you go out there. So for me, it's more so picking the right people to train with so I can train hard and kind of being a little safer this last week so I don't get hurt. And then the last week, I just kind of just make sure I make weight.
And is everybody coming out? Your family that still lives in the area, is everybody going to be coming out on that night?
Absolutely. Everyone I know is going to be at this fight. It's going to be insane. If you want to come see the fight, you can get your tickets online at Ticketmaster and just use the promo code Newell. So my last name, N-E-W-E-L-L, and let them know what fight you're here to see.
Awesome.
The real main event, the people's main event, my fight.
Notorious Nick Newell. How can they follow you on social media, all that sort of stuff?
So my social media is at Notorious Newell. It's same on Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook, facebook.com/Nick Newell MMA.
And I got to say, I really enjoy your Twitter feed. You've got a good sense of humor. You were posting stuff about your favorite Disney song randomly the other day. And there were all these like wacky things that pop up from time to time. You're definitely like a 90s kid. I remember all of your references sort of are about that.
Yeah, no, I was talking with my friend and he had on some like Disney music. He's got like a 2-year-old, and I was just saying that I thought the Pocahontas song Colors of the Wind is an underrated Disney song. You know, it doesn't get it the credit that it deserves. And then so I tweeted that it was the best one, and then people started putting me in check, and I went back and I realized that yeah, it's a top 5 one for me. But Gaston is my favorite one, then Prince Ali, then Hakuna Matata, then Colors of the Wind.
That's so funny. Yeah, well, Nick Newell, Bellator 225, Saturday night, August 24th, Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport. As he said, tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. It's the hometown fight, and we can't wait. Wishing you the best of luck, and congratulations on your pending victory.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to get it done, so definitely come out, and I want you to be like, I was there for that.